from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Stuck in traffic and need to vent? Dial the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Okay. I got like 50 minutes left. I think after next break, I'll do a Casamigos big shot of the night. It'll be one of the Mets, definitely not one of the Stankies. They don't deserve anything. They don't deserve the love, but Yankee fans are on the line, and we're going to take some calls and talk about the Yankees because that's what we're supposed to do. But they are the most overhyped team. They get the most conversation for being average to below average and for doing things that other contenders just would not do, running players out there that other contenders would not. Over and over and over again. It's insane. Let's go to the Atlantic Highlands. This is a mystery caller. I don't even see a name. What's your name?
Hi, my name's Mike.
Mike, you got it. You're on the Fan.
Listen, I want to be honest. I never call into radio stations, but I was listening to the game on the radio today because it wasn't on yet. And I just kept the radio on, and I heard your take on the Yankees. And the only reason I called is to thank you for being candid, because no other voice in New York is telling the truth about it. They're lackadaisical, they're lazy, they're sloppy, they're entitled. There's no discipline. I'm a Yankee fan.
Yeah,
I've been a Yankee fan my whole life.
Feeling sorry for themselves, they think that they're a first place team. Nestor Cortez will come out there and tell you we're in first place. What do you say now, bro?
I can't even watch the games anymore because of the...
Where's the compete level? Where's the fight? Where's the want to? The TWTW, the will to win. They're down. As soon as they go down 1-0, you know the game is over.
They were down 8 runs and they're showboating.
Look at the scoreboard.
You're down 8 runs and you're showboating. And there's no fundamentals. In a game where you would need to score a run or produce a run and play small ball, they're incapable of it. They don't know how to do it. And there's no accountability. No, like Boone he's spineless. Tell him, sit on the bench. Put the kids in.
It mimics LeMahieu. The manager. I've said this on the radio a ton. There's some good restaurants over there in Atlantic Highlands, Monmouth Beach, that area. If the manager of the restaurant sucks, the restaurant's going to suck. You know what
Absolutely.
I'm saying? Like, organizations mimic the leadership.
LeMahieu, Rizzo, Verdugo, put the kids in. Let them play. Those guys stink.
I'd rather see some young guys that want it.
I'd rather see the hustle. I'd rather see the hustle. I'd rather see the heart.
Yeah.
Those guys are, I don't get it.
This is the last weeks for some of these guys in pinstripes in the road grades. You wouldn't know it. You would think these guys all have 10-year contracts.
And not only that, they keep putting them out there. Why does he keep?
They're comfortable. They're comfortable.
Comfort
is the enemy of progress. That's why this team can't get a lead. This team can't put together a win streak. This team cannot progress and become the team that they need to become to win a championship. They're too comfortable.
So thank you for refreshing me, because everybody else thinks, oh no, it's just a bump in the road. It's not. Nah. It's cultural.
No.
Nobody cares. They're doing the same thing over and over again, and they're expecting different results. And that's the definition of insanity. They're not.
There you go, Mike.
They're not up to it. And I appreciate your candidness. Because I'm a Yankee fan.
So am
I. And it's disheartening.
Thanks for the call. So am I. Shout out to Atlantic Highlands. I mean, I'm not saying anything. I'm not lying. I'm not saying anything crazy. Like, if you're a Yankee fan, you watch the game. It's not acceptable. It's acceptable to them, though. They're woe is me right now. The manager's telling you, yeah, there's a lot of people rooting for us to lose. No, Aaron Boone, you're the New York Yankees. They're like, what are you talking about? Didn't you play for the Yankees? It's always been like this. It's not something now. They're not rooting for you to lose now. It's 29 teams versus the New York Yankees. Everybody's lining up to punch you in the mouth because they can now. There used to be a time where you played with some guys where it wasn't so easy to walk up and punch the Yankees in the mouth. Now they can. Now they're not afraid of you at all. Their arms are long enough to box with the New York Yankees. They don't care that you have Aaron Judge. They don't care that you have Juan Soto. You feel me? Like, that, it's just like the Nationals, the Tigers, the Cardinals, the Rangers. These teams are not making the postseason. You have a terrible record against teams under 500. What does that say about you? What does that say about your leadership? What does that say about the leaders on the team? They don't come to work the same all the time, right? They can't get up for those teams. I don't know. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe they're just going to turn it on in the postseason when the lights are brightest and there's better competition. Hell no. You know it doesn't work like that. You know it doesn't work like that. Danny is in Paramus, New Jersey, next up on the Fan.
Keith, it sucks to hear that you got so much hate, but you're the undisputed sports talk goat in my book, man. So keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah. I don't even mean to put it out there. I'm just saying I had to give reason why I would turn my messaging off on public forums. It's because, like, when I first came in, I just was, like, reading things that would get me really pissed off, and there's nothing I could do about it. I've never met a hater. In real life, people are extremely kind, nice, overwhelmingly cool when I meet them in person. But online, they're cowards. There are people that can say things about you. When you're black, you get a level of racism that like is unmerited just for doing things like being on the radio. So that is why I turned my DMs off. So I mean, I try to stay away from that type of stuff in conversation. It doesn't bother me now. It doesn't affect me now. I've been doing this for 3 years. I learned it comes with the territory. But thank you to everybody, man. There's so many people that just like wrote like letters of like what I mean to them, which you just don't know. You just never can know that doing this radio show. But go for it, Danny.
Yeah, man. Great. So listen, I got to praise your rant to open the show. You hit every point that I possibly could have. And I think that's really emblematic of what the Yankees fans are going through right now. But I got to talk about Grisham's grand slam tonight. And oddly enough, that is the nail in the coffin for the expectations of the season. And listen, I'm really rooting for the kid, but seeing the dugout celebrate the grand slam the way they did,
corny,
is indicative of a culture of failure.
So corny. It's like, everybody's up now. Yeah. Like, it's so fake. It's like, you guys lost. You already lost the game and series. You're not coming back. And even though they don't have anybody coming out of this bullpen that can throw strikes, that can get outs, you still won't get it done. It's a Stanton a warning track power. Langford catches it, you know, against the wall, and that's it.
Yeah, great point. I mean, it just shows that they're now okay with participation trophies by the way they were celebrating, by the way Boone speaks after the game. Listen, I get being happy for your teammate because I'm rooting for Grisham. I know a lot of those guys seem to be too. But have you ever seen the meme of Chris Paul hitting the huge three to cut the lead to 42?
Of course.
That is what we saw tonight.
Of course.
Trent Grisham is this league's Chris Paul.
Great call, Danny. I saw that. So I was here. And I was listening to Justin and Susan with the call. And great call by Justin, even though the game was over. But then when I saw the video and Trent Grisham from the left side of the plate, you know, he pimps that home run and he like moonwalks across the plate to the right-handed batter's box. And I'm like, what are you doing, bro? You never play. What are you doing? You didn't tie the game. You didn't win the game. It's all about individual stuff. It's all about me, look at me. It's all about... All right, and like I said, maybe that's Grisham saying, I'm better than Verdugo. I don't get to play. Verdugo gets to play every day. I'm better than him. And at this point, I was having a conversation on Yankees Twitter, undefeated, Yankee fans versus other Yankee fans, the greatest rivalry in baseball. I'm like, man, Verdugo, you got to get him out of my face, bro. Like, I'm starting to get disgusted with the guy more than I was when he was a Boston Red Sox in left field, getting at the left field bleachers, mouthing off, thinking he was going to do something in Yankee Stadium. Like, I'm starting to get disgusted with this guy because, like, I don't care that it's a ground ball to second base that you know you're never going to beat out. Man, fake it for us. Fake it for us because right now we're waiting to see our young prospect, Jason Dominguez, that they've prospect hugged now for multiple deadlines that obviously we didn't want you to trade. But if you're not going to trade him, use him. You broke glass in case of emergency last year and released the Martian, and he's just hitting moonshots, hitting home runs. You did that as a business strategy. You did that because you're like, hey, this season's cooked. We need to put butts in the seats. We need to sell these tickets the rest of the way. Send Dominguez. Now when we're like, yo, we need him. They need to hit. We need him. They're 2-for-6 with runners in scoring position. They left 8 on base. Nate Eovaldi shoving it up their ass. We need another bat in the lineup. We need young energy. We need another guy that can run. You're going to tell us that, oh, no, yeah, he can wait. We're comfortable with Verdugo. We're good with Verdugo. There's no lane for him. We just really like Alex Verdugo. Please. My guy Avery in St. Louis, back on the fan again, calling from school.
Hey, Keith. I just wanted to say, first of all, as everybody said, sorry, caught me off guard a moment, but I was ready. as everybody else said, your rant basically said everything I was going to say, because you know what? I was going to come on here and call you up and rant, but now I don't have to because you said everything I was going to say. You said it very well.
Yeah, I'm tired of it, bro. I don't want that. Everybody I talk to, I'm like, let's go Yanks. Let's get this win. Let's take the series. And then I watch them come out there today and play like that. It's like, yo, I knew it was a wrap because of how many pitches Marcus Stroman threw in the first inning, just how he was pitching. I'm like, we don't stand a chance. Nate Eovaldi, I've seen too many Nate Eovaldi versus the Yankees, and of course they lose.
Right.
But, yeah, they're partying it up in the dugout from a Trent Grisham grand slam. Whoop-de-doo.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I also wanted to say this, and I know we keep talking about Alex Verdugo, and he's definitely that little punk isn't even worth the conversation. He's not even worth us throwing his name out there on the radio. But here's what I will say. As a Yankee fan, as a young Yankee fan, everybody talks about championship, 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 but you know that fans like me didn't grow up with the championship Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at everybody, and look, I very, very, very vaguely remember 2009. You know, I was 4 years old, but I wasn't there in the 90s. My family was, and they tell me, just like every other Yankee fan who's my age and younger and even a little bit older, how long it's been. So when you talk about the culture of the Yankees that were, I try to imagine it, and I try to imagine it, but I don't know what winning feels like. You all know what winning feels like. So as much as I want to talk, as much as I understand the whole idea of talking about the Mets and they're great, and that is a fantastic thing, to me, as a hungry sports fan who's never, and 2012 does not count with the New York Giants for me because I don't remember that, you know? So for people to say, In other words, I'm just like those Mets fans. I'm just like them because I don't know what it feels like. Yeah. None of my team.
We have a whole generation of Yankee fans that have no idea what it feels like to be the last team standing. Has no idea what it feels like to advance round after round and get it done. That euphoria of, yes, it has happened again. Like, it's, I don't know, it's absolutely insane that, like, the Yankees market all that stuff. You know, they bring back the 2009 team for Old Timers Day. They lose. Right. You know, they're having this Derek Jeter final, you know, hit bobblehead day. Like, you guys that are between the ages of, like, or really anybody, like, under, like, 20, 25, just, like, can't really recall the Yankees being dominant, the Yankees winning, and they're still living off of that. They still peacock and walk around like they're the New York Yankees. No, you're just like everybody else in baseball. You're not even just like everybody else in baseball. Because you haven't sniffed a World Series in 15 years, there are multiple teams that have got there, like the Mets, and you haven't.
So the reason I bring up Alex Verdugo is to piggyback onto the point I just made, which is, in addition to the fact that we don't know what winning feels like, when it comes to clubhouse culture, how am I supposed to look at this Yankee team and this manager who supposedly was there when they were good and say, well, they used to once prioritize winning and they used to have respect for the game, and now they're waltzing over to second base and they get to play every day. And they just, and it's just
Manfred League baseball. It's a different, it's a different game now. I don't know how many times I've called Aaron Boone cool dad. Aaron Boone wants to be cool dad with Judgy and Glaby and Cabby and everybody. He wants to be a player's manager. I think his job is safe no matter what happens this year. That's why he can go out there and do that. That's why he can pitch Clay Holmes and just sit there and watch the car crash while we're all screaming, no, no.
Right.
Like, I don't know. It's starting to really piss me off. Because they have the talent. Yeah. They had opportunities to improve the team at the deadline. I mean, they went out and got Juan Soto for this year, and I just feel like inevitably they're going to waste this year. They could be a first round exit, or they could make it to the World Series. And just like not knowing, but feeling more like they're going to come up short sucks. Not having that excited feeling of like, hey, we're only a couple weeks away. We're going to win the division. We're going to be the number one seed. We're going to have postseason baseball in the Bronx. Like, I'm starting to fear it. I'm starting to dread it. It never was that way.
And then, of course, they end up losing Juan Soto. Let's not get there
easily
yet.
Easily could. Look at the Mets.
Easily. Yeah, no, I know. I just wanted to say one more thing, though. I don't want to open up that can of worms right now. But, yeah, 100% with the Mets and everything. But listen, Keith, the last thing I want to say is, just to conclude what I'm trying to say here, you're a dad. You have a young son. How are children supposed to look at this team and look at these players as role models? They can't. These aren't role models.
Not as far as like how to play the game of baseball. Not if you're trying to teach a kid to hustle.
But it's,
not if you're trying to teach a kid to you know, fight
but
through the whole game 27 outs.
Your personality and the way you grow up and your values and things like that too. It's all connected. And you're watching every game every day.
Yeah, Judge is a good role model, but ultimately, like, these kids watching this version of the Yankees, they're not seeing guys out there fighting, scratching, clawing, competing, never saying die, fighting. Like, they're watching some rich, millionaire, comfortable Yankees living off the past that just think literally, whatever, we're going to a postseason, these are regular season games, they don't matter. And they're developing bad habits because this type of stuff is going to come back to bite you in October. It's not that far away.
Yeah. Thanks, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Avery. I'm sorry for you young guys. I want you guys to win a World Series just as bad as I want to win it. Like, I want you to experience that. You know, I looked at these young Knicks fans just back-to-back years, right? These young Knicks fans, I'm like, you can tell these young Knicks fans haven't seen anything. I mean, the older Knicks fans that experienced the 90s Knicks, obviously you never saw them win a chip, but you weren't out there dancing in the streets after the first win of the second round. You weren't out there mobbing Madison Square Garden. You weren't out there in the middle of the street chanting, "We want Boston," because you won a game in the first round. You understand that it's a journey. You understand it's a long way to go. I did a podcast with a guy today where he asked me, how come in Brooklyn, you know, we had our little run. How come we weren't out there dancing in front of, you know, the atrium in Barclays Center? I'm like, because we knew we weren't going to win the whole thing. we weren't like turning up like that after wins in the first round against the Celtics or whatever. Like, it's a long road. It's a long road. And when I watch this Yankees team and how feeble they can be, how much of a Jekyll and Hyde operation they're running, how any night anybody coming out of that bullpen could be trash, how any night any of the starters could be trash. Any night. Gerrit Cole can give up homers. Rodon can give up homers. Any night. Stroman has been good his last few outings. Tonight, gave up 9 hits. They were swinging away, attacking. You're throwing in the zone, it's getting hit. And sometimes that works in his favor. He gets ground balls. Other times, the ground balls are going through. Nestor Cortez. Now Nestor Cortez is going to piggyback. Like, get ready for that. We got to go to Chicago. And Luis Gil will pitch Friday against Jordan Wicks. Saturday, Clark Schmidt returns versus Xavier Assad. And then Gerrit Cole versus former Yankee Jameson Taillon. Jameson Taillon came here and shoved against the Yankees. Another guy was like, oh, yeah, I was here. You guys didn't want me back. Dominated the Yankees last year with the Cubs. And I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he does again this year. And Nestor's role is now to be the piggyback guy. Like, I think, like, Domingo Germán was a piggyback guy for a little while. They just make it up as they go. They just completely make it up. They're going to get creative now with the closer role. You didn't have to. Go out there and get Tanner Scott. A.J. Preller did. And sent you Eniel De Los Santos. Go out there, see what they want for Garrett Crochet. See what they want for Mason Miller. Like, for real, though. Instead of thinking that you always got to have the upper hand and it's, no. Well, we're not giving up any of our top 10 prospects, then you're not serious about winning. You have to give to get. When's it going to be the time or the year where they say that this is the year that we have enough talent to go all in at the deadline and try and make the push to win instead of resting on, oh, yeah, we got Clay Holmes at home. Yeah, but you know he's not like that. I've been telling y'all for months, if you think you're winning in October with Clay Holmes as your closer, you're mistaken. And now, look, we're in September with a month to go, and now they finally, oh, yeah, they're the last to know. Scotty doesn't know. What a joke. Nick is in Brooklyn. Nick, you're on the Fan.
Yo, what's up, Keith? How you doing, bro?
Good. Rewatching, the Rangers who have World Series rings. Most of those guys, like, yeah, we're gonna beat these Yankees easily in here. They're not like that. They're just not ready for what we're about to do to them. It's pathetic. This Yankees team should be rounding into form, getting ready for a run through October. They're doing the opposite.
Oh no, for real. I feel like the way you put it, like all these sub 500 teams or these teams that are not gonna make the playoffs. We're really like sort of like crapping the bed against them. But I just wanted to make a couple points. The first point I wanted to make is that it's not, you know, crazy that everybody first hops on these calls, Keith, and is pretty much telling you how much they adore you, bro. For real. You are way different than a lot of these other pundits. You were in the Bleacher Creatures, and your trajectory has been completely different than anybody that we've listened to. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You have been in the trenches. You've called Yankee games. You're on MLB Network. You're over here. Like, we respect what you have to say. Crazy, bro.
I don't know. It's been 3 years, and I get the opportunity to do a lot of these things from, like you said, MLB Network, calling Yankee games. They got me on the NBC Nightly News, but I'm still the same. And what I'm understanding is I'm not allowed to be. Like, I'm not allowed to do some of the things that I used to do. I'm not allowed to link with the gang as much. I'm not as allowed to be in the bleachers as much, because as you become one of these pundits, which I'm not trying to be, I'm just trying to keep it a buck. I'm trying to be myself. You know, they start to pull you away and say, no, you can't act like that. Or no, you can't do that. You got to be like this. But no, I hear you, Nick, as far as like people calling up to first, you know, give me love. And I appreciate
the common denominator. The common denominator, bro, is that you're him. That's first and foremost.
Yeah, but I'm humble about it. Everybody is him now. You know, I'm grinding. I want to be able to take care of my wife. my son, my mom. I'm being real because I'm like you. Like,
we really appreciate
I'm a fan.
You.
Like, I watch the games like everybody else. I grew up watching the TV thinking I'd never go to the game. Like, just because I've gotten to this level,
you,
like, I'm still the same. People still know where to find me. I'm never going to change, even though they want me to change. And
You are the one of us that made it, bro. You're the one of us that made it. That's my first point that I wanted to make.
Thank you, bro.
The second point that I wanted to make about these Yankees is that they have become so process-oriented. And I was watching the Yes Network with Jack Curry, and they were talking to Stroman tonight. And Stroman said, oh, yeah, we're process-oriented. And then I'm like, process-oriented? I've heard that mad times. Let me look that up. Process-oriented means focusing on the steps and methods used to achieve a goal rather than the outcome itself. And that is exactly our Achilles heel.
Oh, yeah. That falls into being analytically driven. That falls into them having scripts and lanes and thinking that they can predict how the game is going to go. Then they get in the game and, oh, wait, the idea that you had for how Marcus Stroman was going to pitch this lineup, well, they had an idea too. They're coming out and they're swinging free. They're attacking anything in the zone and it's getting through. Now what? Now you got to have some type of feel. You have to go off a heartbeat. You have to go off of human beings in the game. And what these human beings started to do, from what I saw tonight, they started to feel sorry for themselves. They started to feel another loss coming. Another rubber match where we're going to lose to a team that is not battling for first place, not battling for the wild card. We're going to just succumb because we can. Because we're going October. We can. We're only a game out of the division. Oh, the Orioles lost tonight? We're all right. We can. Like, I don't know. I just never been on any type of stuff like that in life, in sports. There's always got to be an urgency. There's always got to be some type of fear that somebody's coming to take your spot. You got to go out there and get it. Like, I'm tired of hearing, like, Aaron Boone after the game talking about it's still right in front of us. No, it's not. It was. Now, it's like you're a half game back, and there's a legitimate chance that, like, with the schedule you have, this rest of the month, like, you lose the division, you're in the wild card round, and this team gets bounced in the first round hosting the wild card, let's say, that's unacceptable. Heads should roll for that. But they won't, because they'll say, it's a crapshoot. We trusted our process. We're process-oriented. We're analytically driven. We did all the things that the computer said to do. Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep. It just didn't go our way. We just got unlucky. Mm-hmm. Like, Clay Holmes is just unlucky. You know,
and that's
DJ LeMay, you can find it. DJ LeMay, you used to be this. He used to be a batting champ. He used to have a gold glove. It's still in there. You just got to keep trying. You just got to keep trying and squeeze it out of him. Maybe it'll happen. No, you know what'll happen before you actually get that version of him? You get the broken down version 10 times before you get the one time where he looks like he used to look.
And speaking of broken down version, we used to have Verdugo barking in the dugout, right? Now, dude is talking to himself after he. No, he was barking in the dugout. We were all dogs, this and that.
I know.
Now, Yes Network shows Verdugo talking to himself like he can't believe that his approach at bat.
And that's what I mean when I say it's quiet for all that. They used to now they get on base and they do the two fingers, right? They do the, like, I don't know what it means.
You see me.
You see me. All eyes on me. Eyes on you. Whatever. Dialed in. But what they used to get on base and pinch their middle finger and ring finger to their thumbs and make a dog. Like, you know, I'm a dog. We're dogs out here. I was the first one to bring the beware of dog sign to Yankee Stadium. I was sitting in Legends. They sent security down to tell security, hey, get them up out of there with the sign. I told security, no, bro. Like, I do this. Like, they're like, oh, let me check your ticket. You can check the ticket, check the credential. I got a beware dog sign in the first month or whatever of the season. I remember wearing a hoodie. It was still cold. Like, that was a thing. We love Verdugo in the beginning because it's so hard to play here in New York. He immediately adapted to that, and it fit. Mm-hmm. But, man, did that wear off. Like, I can't stand the sight of him now. His batting stance, the fact that Boone took up for him tonight and said, like, he's beat up And yeah, I wish it looked a little bit different, but I have no problem with the way he's playing the game. I have a problem because the way he's playing the game is not good enough and it's stopping Jason Dominguez from coming up. And you guys justify all of that and say there's no lane and you make that acceptable and it's contagious. That is acceptable around the whole team. Loafing is acceptable around the whole team. But yet I was at the game that Friday night where you pulled Gleyber Torres out to make an example out of him. You took him out of the game because he thought he homered. He was about a foot short, just judged it wrong. Didn't necessarily loaf it, right? That ball was hit deep, not hit to the second baseman. There's different strokes for different folks. There's different rules and parameters. Make it make sense.
Agreed. And Keith, and I have one more point because I know that there's a lot of people out there that want to talk to you before you head out. I have one more point.
Go for it.
Luis Gil needs to be our closer, bro.
He walks too many guys, and he's young. I don't trust his metal. I don't trust his cojones. I don't know if he's got it like that. We're going into October. You want him to be your closer in October?
I think he's fatigued from being a starter.
Well, he's getting the next start.
I think that he could throw 97 on the black. I think that he could be a closer similar to Mariano. And I'm not saying he's Mariano. There's only one. But listen, bro, we need to try something. And there's no one that throws as hard as him. I've never seen a bullpen full of more
mid
stubby. They'll be right-handers,
journeyman, scrubs. Oh, that's a Cashman special. Well, how many times did I tell you he shops on the clearance rack? The bargain bin.
This lighter Scrappy. Dude is built like me.
They got a DFA.
This lighter dude is built like a right-handed Nestor Cortez.
Nick, you're the man. Thanks for the call. But no, Luis Gil is not an option for me to be the closer. That's too quick of a change. That's why I said, oh, now they want to get creative with a month to go? Are you dumb? Are you stupid? In what business do you get ready for the Super Bowl, the biggest part of your business, with a month and change everything you were doing all year leading up to it? Where do we do that at? Like, are you crazy? Oh, yeah, now we're going to change course. So here's my thoughts. Maybe Ian Hamilton on his way back to Slombium. Maybe Ian Hamilton could be a guy. Maybe Jake Cousins can be a guy. Maybe Luke Weaver can be a guy. I was saying weeks ago, you don't have to scream it from the rooftops and tell me that Clay Holmes is not the closer. He's lost the closer job. Just make it closer by committee. I think it's closer by committee. They have so many analytical nerds. Figure out the lanes, figure out the matchups, and deploy them in game. 888-808-1019. When I come back, Casamigos' big shot of the night. Keith McPherson on the Fan, BRB.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
New England has no timeouts remaining, 23 seconds to play, and the Jets are going officially now to the AFC Championship game against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. And tonight's Casamigos Big Shot of the Night goes to, for the first time ever, Jesse Winker making it happen for the Mets. A grand slam to get everybody out of their seats in Citi Field right away. And then obviously the Mets would hold it down, make the right decisions coming out of the bullpen, and then tack on late. But Jesse Winker is a guy that used to be a villain, a guy that had taunted Mets fans, and he's a guy that you got at the deadline that maybe right away didn't make an immediate impact, but now he's had some big moments, some big homers, and he's fitting right in. And, you know, a month has gone by, and, you know, he's talking after the game about the clubhouse, the environment, talking about Lindor and his leadership, and I think he's got a special part in this special season with the Mets, and he's a much welcome addition, especially, you know, this week with J.D. Martinez going on paternity leave, Winker DHing, huge. You know, I tip my cap to Mendy and this bullpen, this reworked bullpen, and him just knowing how to press buttons, and obviously you're going into an off day, and both teams are going to unload the bullpen here. It's Tanner Houck versus Tylor Megill, and neither one of them go deep in the game. And I mean, just look at the Mets bullpen that you had to what you have now, the circle of trust that you have now, what guys are doing for you now. It's just night and day where they were to what they are now. 888-808-1019, and now is the time. Like, you just can't tell me that you're going to get creative and figure out who your closer is with a month to go. You can't tell me that you have journeymen and guys that you traded for coming out of the bullpen, the Yankees I'm talking about, that just can't get it done. And like, that's going to be enough to get you through October. No. What October baseball do you guys watch? It is all about big outs and big moments and having weapons come out of the bullpen and the chess game that is played with the manager versus manager and matchups and knowing that, like, you know, how many pitches to take your starter out and having lanes. And it's just like, if you don't have these guys designated and these guys is ready to go in a certain way and you leave it up to chance, that's how you get got. That's how you get got. So at least the Mets seem to have multiple hitters in their lineup that can get it done. You know, a guy like Mark Vientos, I just keep talking about this kid. Big year for him. Probably be a 30-homer guy if they don't sign J.D. Martinez, and then he gets sent down, and he doesn't start the season right away. J.D. Martinez doesn't start the season right away. Like, talk about that, too. The Mets started off this season really bad But they were rolling out like Joey Wendell, like Adrian Hauser, and Michael Tonkin. And, like, there's so many guys that are on this team now that weren't there. This is a different team. It's the same team, but a different team. Jose Iglesias was not there in the beginning. Luis Torrens was not there in the beginning. Jesse Winker, JD Martinez, Mark Vientos, those guys were not there in the beginning of the season. And they've all made a huge impact. Alvarez was hurt for a lot of the beginning of the season. So I'm just trying to give some respect and credit to the New York Mets. They deserve more of the airtime. They're 12 games above 500. And when you look at the standings, you actually can't look at these standings right now and tell me that the division is completely out. I know the Phillies, you know, they are what they are, but they struggle for a little while. But there's still a month left. Like, it's seven and a half games. Like, they could struggle again, but I know now Schwarber's back. They're 8-2 in their last 10. They're on a 4-game winning streak. But even to say that the Mets are, you know, in contention with the Braves, with the Phillies, and having those teams coming up like that, the rest of the way is going to be so interesting for the Mets. And I think that they're ready for the challenge. I think that they don't look at these teams like these teams are better than them. They've come back from a lot this year. And I think this is where it gets really fun. You got the Cincinnati Reds coming up, sweep them. You got the Toronto Blue Jays who sold at the deadline, sweep them. I don't expect the win streak to keep going. I mean, if you sweep those teams, imagine winning 13 in a row. 877-337, that's not the number to dial anymore. Glenn is in New Orleans. Glenn, you're on the Fan.
Hey there, Keith. I know those Yankee losses are tough, but the rants that you have are terrific. I try to never miss them. You do such a good job, very entertaining. Hey, I know you had mentioned Detroit when you were talking about a bunch of bad teams, but do you know who's the closest to the third wild card spot in the AL? It's actually Detroit, another team from the Central. They've got a better record than Boston and Seattle. And
yeah, and you know what? I don't mean to discredit any teams because it's Major League Baseball. They're all millionaires. They all drive nice cars. They're all rich. They're all talented. They were all the best player in their high school. But, you know, when the Yankees faced the Tigers, I remember they interviewed A.J. Hinch, and he was talking about having 60 days to look at their young guys. And, like, we just faced the, you know, Josh Jung and the Texas Rangers. His little brother, Jace Jung, made his debut.
Right.
And Trey Sweeney, former Yankees draft pick, made his debut. Like, we were facing all kids. They cut Gio Urshela. We were facing all young guys. Like, for the Yankees to go lose that series to guys that were just having their major league debuts, come on now. That's not good enough.
Yeah. But I really wanted to talk about the Mets, who just swept my Red Sox, and I'm actually happy about it. Shut all those Boston fans down about wild card nonsense.
Yeah, they've not going to happen.
Been out of it for a couple of weeks. But the Mets, they could be, I'm looking at them as the Phillies and D-backs from the last 2 years.
Right.
If they can snag that last spot, the way they're playing, if they can continue that, and I know it's a long time to do that, but they have what it takes to win. They've got enough pitching. They shut Boston down. Boston scored 6 runs in 3 games. And they get timely hitting, and they've got Lindor leading the way, who always seems to come up clutch. So
they
I'm really
pitching.
Interested.
I mean, Sean Manaea has been an ace. David Peterson, unsung hero. Severino, I just can't believe that Severino is still pitching this late in the season. He had a complete game shutout a couple weeks ago. They're getting enough out of their bullpen now, this revamped bullpen. They have an MVP candidate. Kodai Senga wants parts. He's trying to get back into the fold. They may have him. Like, when you get to October, you need 3 good starting pitchers. You need a solid bullpen. And you need guys that can hit home runs. A good lineup, but really guys that can hit home runs. And they have about 5 or 6 guys that can hit the ball out of the park that can win you a game. So, yeah, you're 100% right about them being potentially this year's wild card team that gets hot. They have nothing to lose.
Exactly. Nothing to lose, everything to gain. So I'll be pulling for him the rest of the way. So once again, Keith, great show. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Glenn. 888-808-1019 is the number to dial, but I don't even think I got time to take any more calls. I've got three calls to get through in the next 8 minutes. Let's do it. David is down in South Jersey on the Fan in New York. What's up, David?
Hey, what's up, Keith?
You know, watching Juan Soto round the bases. Juan Soto had to make sure that he crossed Globe Life Park off his list of ballparks he hadn't homered in, and he did that tonight. He's like, oh, yo, I don't know what you guys are doing, but me, I got to go deep in here.
Yeah, well, let's keep it up. Stay healthy. That's all I need from him.
Right.
But
broke out of it. He was in a little bit of a slump.
Well, he doesn't slump long. That's the good thing about him. Mm-hmm. He's not a long slumper. But so I'm an old head, 44-year-old. So I've seen the Yankees win everything, been to all the parades. You know, I cherish those years. And it seems like it's been an eternity since they've won, these 15 years. So the way they're ending this season is looking like every other freaking season that they've had.
Yep.
Lately. There's two things I want to see. I want to see when they face Baltimore, I want some beef. I want to fight. Like, they got to get riled up somehow. Something's got to spark them. I want to see a fight with Baltimore. They already have some drama going on. It's the second before last series of the season. You know, we might see them in the playoffs. I think we need something immature like that, but I think that could work.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, it's not even immature. There's always little beefs and things that you know, spark a team. The Yankees need that. They need somebody. Like, I saw Mike Francesa say this team needs a kick in the ass on Twitter after the game ended. Like, they need somebody to disrespect them, get under their skin. Not just beat them, but, like, either laugh at them or, like, poke the bear a little bit. Like, let's get Judge going. Judge, after going crazy for a week where everybody was talking about him hitting 62 again, I mean, Judge had a week here. He hit one. In his last nine games, he hit 176, no homers, two ribbies, 15 strikeouts. It's like, well, damn.
Yeah, Judge. I mean, I just want them to be healthy going to the playoffs. Anything can happen at that point. But another thing, my other point is with Judge. Like, as the captain, he needs to start calling guys out that suck.
Yeah, I don't know. He's not that kind of captain. Like, he's not a get-in-your-face guy.
Like, he needs to put on his acting cap. Like, he's got to do something to spark them because they all respect the hell out of him. And if he starts calling guys out, they're going to do what they got to do to try to get better. Like,
I think I listened to him talk after the game, and Meredith asked if their confidence is shaken, if they feel any type of way that, you know, they've lost so many series during the stretch. He's like, nah, no, we got a whole month in front of us.
Yeah, he's got to stop that.
It's not cool to drop these games. It's not acceptable to go through the motions. You can't just turn the switch on when it's postseason time.
Sure, you know what, the season's over and you're saying the same thing. You're like, damn, I should have said this. I should have said that. Like, he's a leader. I think it's got to go through him. He's got to spark something. Something's got to change. It's not looking good right now.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know where it happens. Maybe it happens in Chicago. Rizzo, like I said, a lot of these guys, former Cubs, Rizzo, Stroman, F. Ross. Thanks for the call, David. I'm forgetting somebody else. Mark Leiter Jr. Marty is in Milford on the Fan. You got it, Marty.
Keith, name one lockdown closer in Major League Baseball right now.
It's not about naming one, Emmanuel Clase. It's not about naming one lockdown closer because baseball it's too hard to go out there and lock down 100%. Nobody does. Mariano did. Mariano broke our hearts in the World Series. But, like, to have a closer that is your closer, that the GM, the manager, and the captain all season stand by and tell you he's our closer, we have faith and we have confidence in him as he blows his 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th save is crazy. So now they are forced to go to closer by committee. They are forced to do something else because people will not have it. People will literally revolt.
Look at the Texas Rangers. Look at Arizona. No one has a closer. It doesn't happen in baseball anymore. No one has a bullpen. Not one team has a bullpen. We got spoiled with Mariano.
Every team goes to relievers. Every team has middle relievers. Every team has long relievers. Every team has high leverage relievers. Now, are they effective all the time? No, because they're good hitters. Are they effective all the time? No, because the lights get brighter. It's high pressure. We can't absolve the situation that the Yankees created. They created this situation. They made Clay Holmes the guy. They forced him down all of our throats and told us time and time again that he was better than he was. And we watched him and said, no, it shouldn't be that shaky. Thanks for the call, Marty. I understand where you're getting at, but you can't say nobody has a bullpen. No, everybody has a bullpen. I just watched the Red Sox and the Mets empty their bullpens. No, like, they have closers. Like, there are designated roles on teams called closers. Craig Kimbrell can lose the closer role. Sir Anthony Dominguez was trash. I watched him go out there and try and close games against the Mets. Get rocked, give it up. Like, it's not just Clay Holmes, but Clay Holmes has the most blown saves. Edwin Diaz is a closer. But you know what they did with Edwin Diaz? You know, he gave it up against the Padres. He gave it up against the Diamondbacks, and they trusted him the next day to go out there and get the three outs. They worked with him. They said, no, don't throw the slider. Throw the fastball. Hum it in there. See if they can hit it. They can't hit it. We win the series. Last call goes to Rocco in Saratoga. You got it, Rock.
How you doing, my man, Keith?
Good.
You're the man. Keith.
Thanks.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
Are you well?
Yeah. No more COVID. I'm not sick. I'm good. I cannot wait for the NFL game. It is going to be so nice tomorrow to have, like, some money on it. Maybe I'll even crack a beer or two. I don't know. I got to drive here and be on air.
Nice.
I got goofies that write on Reddit that Keith does his shows drunk. I'm like, people are idiots online. Like, I got to drive home to my 16-month-old son. If you think I'm coming in here drunk, you're drunk.
How's the little big man doing?
Fantastic. He walks, he talks, he fights, he punches me in the face. He's got his own agenda now. He's not Goo Goo Gaga baby anymore. He's a toddler. He's a whole little boy now. And my number one prerogative when I leave the house is to get home to my son. So when my wife sends me a Reddit thread about Keith McPherson drunk slurring his words on the fan, no, that's just how I talk.
Yeah, he's developing an Iron Mike Tyson punch. Watch out, Keith.
Yeah, and
watch
a scratch. I got a cut on my nose right now from scratching my nose. He's a little bugger. He's just quick. When you're least expecting it, he's cuddly cute, then he's ferocious.
Hey, sounds like Iron Mike, dude. He does. Yeah, watch out. He's going to be the man. Definitely. Yeah, I'm glad you're better. My friend came down with the COVID yesterday.
A lot of people are getting sick right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So watch out there, man. It's going around. It definitely is going around. Hey, the Yankees, it's a Jekyll and Hyde. Jekyll and Hyde season.
Yep.
It's crazy. Crazy. The first half of the season, Clay Holmes, all-star. The Yankees are racking it up. And now it's like, Mr. Hyde, hello. Nah, this has been terrible, Keith. I can't.
Yeah, it's not fun. It hasn't been much fun. You have a little bit of fun, and then you're hating the team. You're miserable. Just as soon as you start to have a little bit of fun, they ruin it for you.
That's right. They win one, they lose one. They win two, they lose two.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. You can't go into the playoffs like this mediocre way. Come on. You got to get on a roll.
This is who they are, though. You can't change the identity now. They can try and get a couple different arms back, but this is who they are. The lineup can go quiet any night. Any of the starters can implode. Aaron Boone's going to tell you it's good. Cool Dad's going to tell you, no, it's fine.
Mm.
It's fine. You guys don't have to do your homework. You guys can tear up the basement. No, don't worry about it. Yeah, leave the pizza bagels all over the couch. It's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
We'll clean it up. We'll clean
it
up tomorrow.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, absolutely.
C-Mac is coming up next. That's all I've got. When I come back, in a few hours, we'll be talking about the NFL. I am so excited to talk about Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, Isaiah Pacheco, Carson Steele, Xavier Worthy, Zay Flowers, Isaiah Likely, low-key. Mark Andrews would be there, but you know Isaiah Likely might be one of those anytime touchdown candidates. And now we're not going to do the whole Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce stuff. I'm sure we'll have to talk about it. Maybe she'll be there. Who knows? But football is back. Enough of this nonsense with the Yankees. And congrats to the Mets fans. You guys are rolling. I hope it actually turns into October baseball for you. Again, C-Mac is up next. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Fan.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
WFAN. New York.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.